One of the guys that was brought in along with you was Mark Anderson. He was here with the Patriots last year. What's your just assessment of him and what he's able to give you guys defensively?
Well, I played with Mark in Houston when he came down there during the year. He's a high-energy guy. He could be unorthodox at times with the way he pass rushes, but he's definitely hit home doing that. So I think the biggest thing is bringing him in and myself. I think that we're already familiar with one another. And at this point, we're just trying to figure out how to put everything together as far as playing off one another.
You don't have a lot of experience playing against the Patriots. What do you see from this offense? It seems like it's a little bit different than in years past. What have you seen so far?
Well, the last time I did play, I only won in Houston. And it's pretty much the same personnel except for some offensive linemen. But I think that the most difference I would say is just the way they go about with their play calling, and especially now with those tight ends that they have. And one of them, I don't know the situation with one of them, but the tight end that they have is obviously a big factor in their offense that was different than when I played them a few years ago. They still got Tom Brady in there. I think that's obviously going to be the biggest challenge.
Have the guys there been talking about the game there in Buffalo last year? The Patriots were up 21-0, and Buffalo ended up winning that game. Guys still talking about that or no?
They might be. I haven't really heard about it. I've basically expressed that I could care less about, what happened last year because, we got to take care of business and go out and play ball this year. So, whatever I hear anything about this or that, if it's said from a player, I have heard it from the media, and, my statement was just that, that was last year. Regardless of what happened last year, it doesn't affect this year. So, I think the biggest thing for us is just going out and playing together and going out there and just trying to make something happen.
Were you, Mario, were you taken aback by some of the hits and criticism that came your way after the first week? People saying you signed with the wrong place and, you should have signed with a winner and so on and so forth.
Was I taken what now?
Were you taken aback by some of the criticisms and hits by some of the analysts?
No, that don't matter to me. I guess these analysts forget that I was the first pick to the Houston Texans, and everything pretty much worked out there for 6 years. We definitely being a part of that team and changing that and turning it around. So it don't matter. I've heard criticism my whole career, whether it's at me or the team that I'm playing with. And at the end of the day, they prevailed. So that's what I'm looking to do here.
Are you confident from the pieces that are assembled there, from what you see there, that this is a Bills team that's on the rise, a Bills team that perhaps can overtake the Patriots in the division?
I definitely see, it being a possibility. The biggest thing for us is going out and executing it, hitting the field running and getting pressure on Tom. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Facing Peyton Manning and being able to sack him multiple times was a big thing in my career in Houston. And, definitely seeing high-caliber quarterbacks like that, we just got to get out there and make them feel the pressure and the heat and keep them moving. And obviously in games where that's happened to him, they didn't come out on top. So I think that's the biggest thing that we have to do is go out and do the same thing that he doesn't like, and that's pressure.
What is your assessment of the Patriots' tackles?
They work very well together. I think the biggest thing is they look out for one another, whether it's, Chips or the tight end. That's one thing I was noticing. They had the tight end was in tight a lot of times. And pretty much that was, I guess the way to kind of keep the timing going in case they had the chip or if he stayed in the block and actually take a lot of play action, as you see. They'll have 7-8 guys in, and basically go deep with it. So I think the biggest thing is they'll try to lock you up, hit the home run, and that's something that, like I said, going along with pressure, we got to break through and mix it up, get it moving.
How much more difficult is it to get to Brady when they run the no huddle?
It's not going to be any more difficult than it was to Peyton Manning, who ran no huddle for a whole half and Indianapolis, whenever I played him. I mean, it's not going to be any different. I mean, I think that I've never seen anything like that, so I'm pretty sure this won't be any different.
It's not your side of the ball, but you practice against Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller and the other running backs up there. What makes them so effective? It's, you know, Fred went out and C.J. went out last Sunday, and it seems like the run game is still effective up there.
If they see a seam, they can hit it and take it. And I think that's the biggest thing, especially, you know, with C.J. with his speed. But they're all fast, but the biggest thing is the vision of being able to see a seam. And If they can get their, you know, their step and their feet pointed toward that, they can take it and hit it, and that's dangerous all the time when you got running backs that can find that hole and squeeze through it and take off. I think that's been the biggest thing for us with our running game.
You got the Bills haven't been in a position, I don't think, in a long time, where you guys have been ahead of the Patriots in the standings. Do you guys feel like, because of that, even though it's early, that maybe the Patriots are chasing you more so than ever?
No, definitely not. You know, this is the fourth game of the season, and we still got a lot to do. We still got a lot of work to get done. We're not worried about anything else except for this one game. Each Sunday is just that game that's in front of us. That's the only thing we're worried about. We don't care about somebody saying this or that. In our eyes, you know, the Patriots are still the top dog in this division. And so we don't have any worries. There's no pressure. Because, like I said, you know, we're already, in everybody else's eyes, you know, not the leader of this division. It's the Patriots. So if anybody should feel pressure, it should be them, because, you know, we're all in. That's all we can do is go out here and play hard and try to get a W every Sunday, no matter who it is.